hit the jackpot this time.
I gotta elevate.
All right, you got your vision clear. Now it's time to talk about the glass ceilings, because there's no hiding from glass ceilings. I remember when I first discovered this idea of becoming a millionaire in my parents' basement in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere. I became obsessed when I first discovered that by creating this dream, beautiful, phenomenal life, making money on the sand in the Caribbean, becoming a millionaire, dating hot Swedish babes, that incredible life would all make this horrific early 20s that I had worth it, this monster sacrifice that I had worth it. So I went on a mission. I went on a hell-bent mission, and I started reading every single book I could get on my hands on. I didn't go to college, so I felt like naturally I was missing out on some serious education. And what I realized was that my aloneness in my parents' basement in the woods slowly turned into power. It turned into an opportunity to study. And I started studying harder than I've ever studied in my entire life. I read over 200 books on sales, on marketing, on psychology, on positivity, on personal growth, personal development, spirituality. I went down the fucking rabbit hole to do whatever it takes to create this life, because I was convinced that if I didn't make this happen by the time I was 30 and I wasted away my entire 20s, I could not live with myself. The amount of pain that I would be living in if this never came true was so horrifically bad that I couldn't imagine even living with myself. So I was on a hell-bent mission to do this. And after about a year, I was working with my dad, and he was paying me like $2,000 a month. I was finally able to get out and move down to San Diego with my best friend. And then something happened, and the business kind of crumbled, and I was left kind of on my own. This is where I started to experience the glass wall. I remember selling mobile websites to restaurants. I would go around looking at mobile website restaurant sites. I'd call them. I'd be like, yo, your mobile website kind of sucks. I built one for you. I'm going to come by and show it to you. And I had one day where the deal was about to close. And if I closed this deal, I was going to make rent. And I was finally going to actually be, for the first time, this kind of entrepreneur that was able to do something. But as I was getting ready to pick up the phone, I had already gone in and met with him. I had already sat down. It was time to close the deal. As I was going to pick up the phone, it's almost like I just ran into this wall. I just hit this block in my life that I just couldn't get past, right? I had kind of touched this before a couple times trying to get somewhere, but I had never been this close and had something so important to me that I had to do and just been this so close to making it happen, but still just been blocked mentally by something. I could feel it. I could feel the glass ceiling. I could feel it just blocking me. And you know what happened? I got evicted. I lost the relationship with my best friend because the whole thing was too stressful and everyone blew up. And I had to move back into my parents' basement. And I made a vow. This was so weird. This was so intangible. This was so, I did not understand it, that I committed my life that I couldn't start another business. I couldn't move forward at all with anything that I was doing until I figured out what the hell that was, what I was running into, and how to defeat it so I could never have to deal with this again. And for the next 3 months, I read every single book I could get my hands on the power of the subconscious mind. And there were two of them that absolutely changed my life. And those are the two topics I want to dive into you today. One, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, overcoming all of the limiting beliefs that I had. I didn't have rich parents. I was flooded with horrific limiting beliefs around money that was self-sabotaging me from getting there. And two, Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz, understanding the power of your self-image. Because let's be honest, if you want to change the fruits, you got to change the roots. Like everything in life, it's what's underground that's creating what's above ground. In fact, there was one quote I discovered that changed it all for me. Action is the bridge between your inner world and your outer world. You can hit the gas, you can take action, you can fire away as much as you want, but all that's ever gonna do is create what's on the inside and bring it to what's on the outside. It's like going out and watering a garden. It's only going to create what you planted in the ground and bring it to reality. You can cut the weeds down, keep on watering, and more weeds will grow. The only way you can change this is to go in, rip out the weeds, and plant new seeds. And in Psycho-Cybernetics, it talks about you can do that through imagination, through visualization, through relaxing your nervous system, and imagining yourself as a successful entrepreneur, as going through and imagining the dream life that we just discovered in the previous video. So let me check your beliefs around money. I want you to get a pen and piece of paper out. I want you to get ready to write down, and I want you to write down the first thing that comes to your mind, the first idea that bubbles up from your own brain, because anything that bubbles up from your brain is in your brain, deep into your subconscious mind. So I'm going to ask you a question. Are you ready? What problems would come up if you had all of the money that you just dreamt of? Write them down. This stuff is no joke. Write down every single one and take it deadly serious, because this bubbled up from your own mind. I've done a lot of one-on-one coaching with my students lately, and I can tell you what, all the biggest guys have nothing here, and all the people who have struggled, and all the people who haven't been able to crack something in their life yet always have something. And listen, I can relate. When I first discovered this, I never realized how big of an issue I had if I became successful. My main blocker was, what would happen if I was more successful than my dad, right? My dad had been this entrepreneur for 20 years and never, it made it to like six figures a year, a couple of years, and then never really got past that. And kind of, he went to jail and then it destroyed him internally. He was never really able to recover as an entrepreneur. So naturally I thought to myself, wow, if I became a millionaire and I achieved something my dad worked his whole life for, I don't think that'd make him feel too good. I had some issues around what happens if I became more successful than my dad. The truth is, all of those issues were a bunch of bullshit. The truth is, being less successful isn't gonna help him. And the truth is that I have a duty to achieve the vision for my life and the vision for my family. Here's some of the limiting beliefs I've heard from one of my students that have come up to me. If I become successful, people start asking for more money. More money, more problems. Oh, I gotta have to manage more money. Oh, my dad might be jealous. I've had a copywriter who actually had the same jealousy issue with his brother. This jealousy issue is the real deal. And if you have it, you gotta remove it. Because all the best guys that I've worked with, all the killers, the $100,000 a day guys, they got nothing but positivity attached. These guys, the biggest guys of the world, have so much positivity attached to making more money, and absolutely zero pain and zero problems to making more money. And you gotta make sure you set up your own mind like that as well. I asked my student, what's more true? More money, more problems, or less money, more problems? Obviously, less money, more problems. I mean, money doesn't solve everything, but it only solves 90% of your problems, right? Money is like this amazing energy. I can take $10,000 and I can give it to somebody, and now 20 people in the Philippines are running around working for 30 days to help create the vision of the life that I imagine. So if you feel like you have some limiting beliefs around money, I want you to go pick up the book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. It's a masterclass on explaining the difference between how poor people think and how rich people think. And it'll help transform the way you look at money and help attract more money to you in the process. All right, now let's get into identity. One of the most life-changing books I've ever discovered was Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. And I read this on my parents' basement, trying to figure out why I was having so many blocks in my life. It's a story about a plastic surgeon who basically uncovered that no matter how much he fixed his patient's face, they would come in feeling ugly, looking ugly, he would fix their face, and they would still see themselves as ugly on the inside. It was a discovery in psychology that we all have this internal self-image of ourselves. It's basically who you believe you are. One of my favorite Tony Robbins quotes is, "The strongest force in human nature is the need to stay consistent with who we believe we are." This is all identity. The thing that I discovered was that because of all the businesses I failed beforehand, I believed I wasn't a great entrepreneur. In fact, I believed I was a struggling entrepreneur. I was a new entrepreneur. Because if I was a great entrepreneur, I could have closed the sale, I could have made the rent, I could have made my roommate proud, and I could have made everything happen. I would have been this amazing entrepreneur who's just getting the ball moving, getting the ball started. But because I subconsciously believed I was a struggling entrepreneur, self-sabotage, everything collapsed around me. It's the roots that become the fruits, right? Your self-image is the cornerstone behind all of the success and the failures that you have. When I finally understood the power of your self-image and the power that visualization has to transform your self-image, I finally understood the power of affirmations. I finally understood why it's so important to write down, I am one of the greatest businessmen on the planet. I am the greatest VSL artist in the world. My affiliate campaigns do $1 million a month. My brand does $1 million a month. Everybody loves the products that I sell. That's when I finally started to realize the power of creating in specific detail the life of your dreams, because every single time you write it down, you see the picture in your mind. And if you can see it in your mind, you can see it in your hand. And this isn't just faking it till you're making it. Listen, a Charmander's true self is a Charizard, right? A caterpillar's true self is a butterfly. Your true self, your highest, most evolved self, is the person we just uncovered in the last video. As you begin to write affirmations, you'll begin seeing yourself as a new person. Your subconscious mind will begin to plant new seeds within you, and you'll begin to dissolve the old seeds away. This evolved version of you is the real you. It's you. It's the truest version of yourself. It's the highest version of your life. The more you keep your eye on the prize, the more you focus on where you're going, the more likely you are to get there. So hold on to that vision that we created yesterday. The world doesn't need any more people playing small, okay? It doesn't need any more people giving up on their true potential. That potential is you. In Psycho-Cybernetics by Maswell Maltz, in visualizing this true version of yourself is the way to planting the seeds deep into your subconscious mind so that the action you take today and the action you take in this program is going to manifest. This is going to plant the seeds, and as you water them, you'll begin to reap new fruits into new high score arenas that you've never experienced in your whole life. But there's still one more piece. Let's move on to the next video.